USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There is new information about the anti-Semite Grafton Thomas, 37 years old, who bursts into a rabbi's house with a machete in Muncie, New York, stabbing five Jewish people celebrating Hanukkah, lighting the menorah for the seventh night after the Sabbath ended Saturday. Detectives in New York say anti-Semitic journals found in his house. The acting director of Homeland Security, Ken Cuccinelli, says in a tweet, Grafton, the son of an illegal immigrant. He says apparently American values did not take hold among this entire family, at least this one violent and apparently bigoted son. And as we close out the year 2019, we turn to the stock market, which if you've checked your 401k has been on a roll, but profit takers moving in, the Dow losing 183 points to close at 28,462. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
To the economy now, some folks spending money like it's going out of style this Christmas season, USA Radio's Tim Berg, with tips on how to get out of debt if you dropped too much dough. Here's his report.
Americans spent more online in the weeks leading up to Christmas this year despite a shorter holiday season. Overall, seasonal shopping from November 1st through December 24th was up about 3.5% over last year. What if you were one of those folks, though, who spent too much on Christmas and shopping and gifts? Financial analyst Greg McBride shares some advice on how to deal with a hefty holiday credit card bill.
Now, first thing you got to do, Todd, get a handle on what you owe and who you owe it to. Make a list of all those credit card balances, any personal loans you may have taken out. You want to list the amount you owe, the minimum payment, the due date, and the interest rate. That's going to help you. Once you have all that in front of you, then you're going to have prioritize how you're going to attack this debt. This is the time to develop that debt repayment game plan.
The audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
There's an interesting update to the ongoing survey out about the nation's most interesting people. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Polar opposites are at the top of this new most admired poll, as former President Barack Obama and current President Donald Trump are tied for the most admired men in America, both winning 18% of the vote in Gallup's latest annual poll. They were followed by former President Jimmy Carter, Tesla CEO Elon Musk, both who got only 2%, former First Lady Michelle Obama, America's most admired woman, she secured 10% of the vote, followed by First Lady Melania Trump with 5%, and Oprah Winfrey with 3%.
And as we count down to a toast on New Year's Eve, a reminder about those potentially dangerous champagne corks.
Those dangers include the flying corks from the bubbly traveling at about 55 miles an hour.
Being hit in the eye with a champagne cork traveling at that speed can do a lot of damage.
Optometrist Dr. Amanda Helsher with the Key Whitman Eye Center of Dallas.
Want to make sure first, if you're the opener, that you're not directing it at anyone. I've also seen someone get hit in the eye with a champagne cork because they're getting in front of it because the cork is difficult to get off. So it's very important that you're directing a champagne cork far away from, you know, anyone that could be contacted, especially in their eye.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.